Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. All this week, I'm going to be telling the story of Ellen and Casey, the birth mom and the adoptive mom. It's a beautiful story of adoption. Joining me today is Ellen. Welcome, Ellen.
Thank you.
Well, Ellen, at 19, you found yourself pregnant. And why did you choose adoption? And was your family involved with that decision?
Well, I was adopted at a very young age, and I knew my parents' feelings about adoption. Abortion was never an option. It was an ultimate sacrifice. I wanted to give my child a rewarding and successful life, one that I knew that I would not be able to provide for him. Although it was the hardest decision I've ever had to make, at the age of 19, I had completed school, but still knew that having a child at that time was not what I wanted for my life. I envisioned years down the road and the missed opportunities I would have had if I had raised Gavin. It didn't mean that I didn't love him. I just felt alone and scared. The father wanted nothing to do with me or the child. Even at 19, I was still a child myself. Unfortunately, my family was not involved in my decision. I was ashamed, hurt, sad, angry that this was even happening. I didn't want anybody to know that I made this mistake in my life. However, they were completely supportive throughout the entire process. My mom just listened to me scream and yell and cry many times. I felt that I needed to make this decision on my own without outside influence. I chose this path and I needed to own up to it. I decided the best option was to move back to Indiana, where I had extended family. He essentially made that process a little easier. Ultimately, the decision was a very difficult one.
But I applaud you, Ellen. You made the ultimate sacrifice of love and gave your son, Gavin, a forever home. Join us tomorrow as we continue the conversation after your choice of open adoption. God bless you, Ellen.
Thank you.